This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Search and rescue crews still sifting through the partially collapsed Florida condominium building in Surfside, where at least 18 people were killed and 145 are still unaccounted for. The rescue operation resumed late Thursday, earlier in the day. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the devastation, meeting privately with families and first responders before visiting a memorial near the site of the tragedy in the oceanfront community. Biden announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for those made homeless by the disaster. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel have searched for the potential signs of life for several days now, but no one has been rescued since the first hours after the collapse last Thursday. Australia announced plans to reduce commercial passenger arrivals by half due to the emerging risk of the COVID-19 Delta variant as parts of the country emerged from lockdown Friday. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told reporters that Australia will cap weekly arrivals at 3,000, down from 6,000 on July 14th, to reduce pressure on hotel quarantine. Australia already has some of the world's tightest border restrictions aimed at keeping COVID-19 out. Morrison also said a vaccine would be made available to every Australian who wanted one by the end of the year. Almost half of Australia's population has been locked down for the past week due to the infection clusters. Several cities in Queensland and Northern Territory came out of lockdown earlier today. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA.